The Irish in New York. The story predates the founding of the United States, and it is still being written today.
We implement the ancient Irish spirit of welcome, which is the Gaelic word fáilte. So everyone is welcome here.
Tea and scones on the table here at the New York Irish Center in Long Island City, Queens. Executive Director Paul Finnegan.
We offer a broad range of classes in Irish culture. We put on events which have an Irish flavor to them.
You'll find step dancing and fiddle lessons at the Ashling Community Center in Yonkers.
On Saturday morning, we have Irish language classes.
Board Chair Agnes Delaney says they help young and old find work, housing. They link them with social services. In recent years, with Ireland's economy in tatters, there's been a new wave of immigration.
We've probably seen about 300 people come through these doors every week.
She says they are well-educated and eager to work.
It's not that they're walking in the door and saying, poor me. They're walking in the door and looking for the adventure and looking for work.
Paul Finnegan at the New York Irish Center.
I get emails all the time from people in Ireland wondering how they could come to live and work legally in the United States.
It's a struggle. Immigration advocates are pushing the Irish E3 visa bill, which would give these new immigrants a legal path to stay in the U.S. Senator Schumer is a big supporter, but it's a bit of a prickly issue with unemployment still relatively high.
Nobody's looking for preferences for the Irish. We're just looking for a level playing field.
In Queens, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Pretty much from the beginning, the Irish helped build New York. You can still hear a brogue in every borough and beyond. Irish culture thrives in Yonkers, the Bronx, Woodside, Sunnyside, and here in Long Island City at the New York Irish Center. Executive Director Paul Finnegan.
It's the heart and soul of who we are. It's important to note that we're trying to mix the generations.
In the background, you can hear senior citizens chatting over tea and scones. The center offers classes, music sessions, concerts, and movies. Up in Yonkers, at the Ashling Community Center,
we offer services for all ages.
Board Chair Agnes Delaney.
One of our real focuses is keeping the tradition alive.
They teach Irish language, step dancing, and music. They offer social services for Irish immigrants.
More and more are coming, especially since for the last 4 years, since 2008, when the economy in Ireland started to go down.
The Ashling Center is seeing 300 new faces per week. In Queens, Paul Finnegan says it's a struggle for young Irish immigrants to stay here legally.
We've had some great volunteers here. You know, they're in their 20s and they've had to go back. And we have one guy who will be heading back in April because his visa has run out.
Working its way through Congress, the Irish E3 visa bill. Senator Schumer is behind this push to help more Irish find work in the U.S. It's a bit of a touchy issue, though, with unemployment still a concern for many citizens. Paul Finnegan is hopeful.
I have a very hard time telling people in Ireland that want to come here that they really shouldn't consider it unless they have a viable option to become legal here.
In Queens, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.